Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thankful that you're here with me today on this Thursday. We're in the last 2 days this week of a wonderful teaching on the steps to revival that Derek has been giving us. And man, has it been relevant, just right up against the times, the headlines, the conditions of our society. And today he's going to talk to us about how to prepare for the day of the Lord and the coming of the day of the Lord. Really a fascinating topic that many people are confused about. Derek just has a powerful ability to bring concepts in the scriptures that we tend to be confused by and find complex and see laying on top of each other in kind of a confusing mishmash. And instead, he brings clarity to it. And that's what he's going to do today. Now, if you've missed any of this teaching this week, earlier this week or last week when Derek was talking about steps to revival, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. You'll not only find this teaching, but a lot of other great stuff and especially information about what's happening with Derek Prince Ministries, and also some of the books and some of the tapes that you may be hearing referenced as we talk on this show. All of that's available on the website. Well, now, this teaching is so vitally important. I want to urge you, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, grab your Bible, take some notes. There's going to be a 6 or 7 point list in this first little portion of teaching, and so you'll want to get all of this down and let it really sink in your soul. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches on how to live in a world that's falling apart.
7 marks of preparation. And if you have your Bible at open at 1 John chapter 3, if you have it open there, you've just got to turn back one page to 2 Peter chapter 3, which deals with the coming of the Lord and the day of the Lord. We'll read from verse 11 through verse 14. Therefore, since all these things, and that's the entire material universe, will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? Let me ask you that question. What kind of people ought you to be? And then he goes on, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. If you analyze that passage, there are 7 requirements in the life of a Christian who is truly looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And I'll give them to you briefly. It says in verse 11, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? So those are the first 2 requirements. Holy conduct, holy living, and godliness. And my definition of godliness is that it's a temperament controlled by the Holy Spirit. A person whose reactions proceed from the Holy Spirit. You know, as a Christian, what really tells us what you are like is not your actions. It's your reactions. Your actions you can premeditate, but your reactions tell us what kind of person you really are. Godliness reacts in the way the Holy Spirit would react. When a godly person walks into a room, the presence of God walks in with him. So those are the first 2 requirements. Holy conduct and godliness. And then we go on in verse 12. 2 more requirements. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Now, if you have the old authorized version, it says hastening unto. But the modern translations are more accurate. And they're much more exciting. Because we're not hastening unto, we are hastening the coming of the day of God. So there are 2 more requirements. Number 1, looking for. Keep your finger in 2 Peter, but if you want to turn to Hebrews chapter 9. The last 2 verses of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. And notice, dear friends, there are two appointments you'll never miss. You may miss every other appointment you make in life, but those two appointments you'll keep. To die, and after that, judgment. So, Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. To whom will he appear? To those who eagerly wait for him. So let me ask you, are you eagerly waiting for the appearing of the Lord?
Amen.
It may be that God will have to let you go through some unpleasant experiences and wean you from the love of this world until you come to the conclusion in a very practical way that there's nothing really to look forward to but the coming of the Lord. But Jesus is not coming for church members. He's coming for those who are eagerly awaiting his appearance. Now going back to 2 Peter chapter 3, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. That is a powerful thought, that we can hasten the coming of the day of God. We don't need to sit passively and just wait for it to happen. We can hasten its coming. And I'll tell you one way, very plain to me, and there may be other ways, but I live by this way. This is the basis of the ministry of Derek Prince Ministries. It's the motivation of Ruth and myself. It's found in Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So the end will not come until this gospel has been preached in all the world to all the nations. So how can you hasten the coming of the day of God? That's right, you heard what Don said, get on with the job. Now, I believe every true Christian has a responsibility to be involved in the preaching of the gospel in every nation, in all the world. You can't all go. You can be involved in prayer. You can be involved in giving. You can be involved in other ways. But anyone who is not in any way involved in the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom to all nations is delaying the coming of the Lord. That's a fearful responsibility. Think of all the agony and the suffering in the world. Just think of what's going on in Bosnia today. Why is that going on? Because the kingdom of God has not yet been established. And the longer we have to wait, the greater will be the toll of human suffering. And we who have responsibility to hasten the coming of the day, if we do not do it, will be held accountable for the suffering that results from our laziness. And brothers and sisters, just search the Bible from beginning to end and see if you can find one good word about laziness. We wouldn't accept drunkards in most of our churches. But the Bible is much kinder about drunkenness than it is about laziness.
That's right, yes.
And how many lazy people do we tolerate in church?
Right.
Week after week, they sit there, they're respectable, they sing the hymns, they say amen. But laziness is wickedness. And the responsibility for laziness rests on us who are lazy. We are delaying the coming of the kingdom of God. All right, going on. We've got three more requirements, and they're found in verse 14 of 2 Peter chapter 3. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Those are the three final requirements. In peace, no ruptured relationships which you could mend in your family, in the church, even with your unsaved neighbors. Are you living, as far as lies in you, in peace? When Paul speaks about that, he says, keep peace with all men as far as lies in you. There are some situations which it's not our responsibility. But God says, as far as lies in you, let there be no broken relationships. Let there be no unresolved resentments, bitterness.
What powerful truths. Conduct ourselves in a holy fashion, give ourselves to godliness, look for the coming of the Lord, hasten the coming of the Lord by preaching the gospel in every nation of the world and living in peace. No ruptured relationships. Listen, powerful principles for a great time to be alive. I believe that we can be part of impacting God's work in the earth. It's not that we direct God. It's not that we are God, but that God has covenanted and agreed to do certain things in response to how his people live on the earth. It's a great time to be alive. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
What stands between you and your God-given dreams? What hinders you from walking out God's purpose for your life? The world constantly distracts us, taking our focus off of the things of God. But no distraction is greater than God's desire to restore us to a place of peace and purpose. In his classic DVD, The Doorway to Restoration, Derek Prince dissipates the distractions to reveal God's wonderful doorway to a powerful, purpose-filled life. To order your copy of The Doorway to Restoration for only $9.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can walk through God's doorway to restoration. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me today. I know that you already know that you can get all of this teaching at the website, derekprince.org. I wonder if you're not thinking of some people that really need to be feeding on this material. I wonder if there aren't some phone calls you need to make this week to draw some other people to the show and draw some other people to the truth and the website and the material that's been made available over decades of mining out the truths of God's Word. I bet if you ask the Lord, he'll show you some folks that you can connect up so that their lives are radically transformed. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on how to live in a world falling apart.
Ruth and I are planning to sell our home in Jerusalem. And it's a house in which there are four families living. And there are two families on the ground floor that were there long before we were. And our house was built on top of the ground floor house. That's very common in Israel because the Arabs who originally built in stone and built on the bedrock. And so one single dwelling house can support three more stories, which is the truth of our house. Anyhow, I'm saying this, I hope this won't get to Israel. I have to be careful, but our downstairs neighbors, both two families, are from Morocco. And they're different from the Jews that come from Europe. They have been in many ways permeated by Arab culture. They're not Arabs by any means, but Magdal at least will understand me. There's a saying in Arabic, "Ablad da isla jar." Before you ask about the house, ask about the neighbors. If you've ever lived in the Middle East, you'll know just how important that is. So we have had a difficult time with our downstairs neighbors. And this is a little illustration of what I was talking about witchcraft. Because one of the wives, incidentally, out of two married couples, three ended up in psychiatric care. So you can have some idea of what we went through. But anyhow, one of the ladies downstairs has been a kind of split personality. At times, she would show us real love. When Ruth was rushed off in an ambulance to the hospital about 6 years ago, she rushed out and embraced her and kissed her. And at other times, she's come to us secretly and said, "Pray for me, for my family." But at other times, and more often than not, she's been a very difficult person to deal with. If she didn't get her way, she would shout and scream. And I mean, she would go on a good half hour. I mean, she didn't run out of breath. And many, many times she manipulated us. Just for the sake of peace, we would let her have her way. But then there came a situation, and I don't need to go into the details, when she was manipulating us again. She wanted us to do something that we felt we had no obligation to do. And she became really difficult to deal with. Strident, vocal, antagonistic. And I said to Ruth, listen, I am not going to give way to witchcraft.
Amen.
Absolutely not. I refuse to do that. Yeah. So we prayed a very fervent agreement prayer, driving witchcraft out of that situation. Now, we did not pray it for the sake of our neighbors. I want to make that clear. We prayed it out of purely selfish motives. But something miraculous happened. A little while later, we had to go down and talk to the neighbors. And while the man and an insurance assessor were talking, Ruth and this lady and I sat in their living room. And she spoke Hebrew, so it was a little difficult for us to understand everything, but what she meant was very clear. She said, I want to tell you, I've had asthma. And when I have asthma, I get very nervous. And I shout and scream at people. And she said, forgive me, I'm sorry. Well, I've told that story to Israelis, and they could not believe that an Israeli would ever say that. It's unheard of. But she said it. And she has become a friend. And you see, when I saw God's wisdom, He would not let us move out of that house until we had it right with our neighbors. God cares about living in peace. I'm not saying we were very righteous. I think really we were lacking in Christian grace many times. But God came to our help to save us from a wrong situation. So I want to ask you, how is it between you and your neighbors? You know what the second commandment is? Love your neighbor as yourself. And that really means your neighbor. It's not just a figure of speech. How are you getting on with the people you live closest to? How are you getting on with the people you work next to in the office or the factory? Because if you're preparing for the Lord's coming, you have to do something about it. Well, let me just list those seven requirements from 2 Peter. Number one, holy conduct. Number two, godliness. Number three, looking for the coming of the Lord. Number four, hastening the coming of the Lord. Number five, in peace. Number six, without spot. And number seven, blameless. Let me just comment on the last two. I've commented on in peace, without spot. What does that mean? Well, Jesus was the Lamb of God, without blemish, and without spot. I understand that to mean He was without personal, original sin. He also was without any sin that He ever committed. That was the spot. And any sin you've committed and have not repented of and confessed is a spot on your life. And the Word of God says you have to be without spot. You have to keep short accounts with God. Never go to sleep with unconfessed sin in your life. Who knows if you'll wake up? It might be your last night on earth. And then it says blameless. And I understand that to mean you have not neglected any legitimate duty. Whatever your duty is, you have done. The Epistle of James says, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, it is sin. If you know good things that you should do and can do, and you do not do them, it is sin. Let me read that list again. I want you to meditate on it. Holy conduct, godliness, looking for, hastening, in peace, without spot, and blameless.
Don't you love the way Derek breaks out words to make them simple and understandable? His sixth principle in our list is that we need to live without spot. This means sin. This means that we need to repent of anything that's a spot on our life. And as he says, keep short accounts with God. But then number seven, we need to be blameless. We need to do our duty. We need to not leave ourselves open to any kind of accusation. Listen, there's so much more wonderful stuff to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Most believers know that fasting is beneficial and can make fresh spiritual power available in times of need, but very few know why. Here's good news. Derek Prince, widely known for his deep insights on the power and practice of fasting, reveals those insights in his powerful little book, How to Fast Successfully. Inside, you'll discover the spiritual truths behind the why, when, and how of fasting. And you'll find practical instruction for releasing the power of fasting in your own life.
Call now to receive your copy of How to Fast Successfully, absolutely free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Through fasting, you'll hear God's voice more clearly, be more effective in prayer, and see breakthroughs in hard-to-overcome habits. Call now to get your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
You know, Derek tells this powerful story about how God would not let them move out of a house until they had made it right with their neighbors. And he says God cares about peace. Derek said, I'm not saying we're very righteous. I think we were really lacking in Christian grace many times. But God came to our help to save us from a wrong situation. And then he asked a question that I want to ask you now. He said, so I want to ask you, how is it between you and your neighbors? You know, if part of welcoming the revival of the Lord, if part of welcoming the presence of the Lord, and even the day of the Lord, is that we're walking in peace with those around us and there are no broken relationships, then we need to get busy about this. You know, I pastored for 21 years, and I'll have to tell you that I became aware that people grew used to having broken relationships. They simply moved on. What's next? Let's go off with somebody else. I'm not talking about marriage necessarily, although that's certainly true there. I'm talking about just in life. Many people can look back on their lives and see that their path has been strewn with a series of broken relationships. Now, I want to tell you that these are far more serious to God than we think. And I suspect that there are some folks listening today who need to make a list. Seriously sit down and make a list of the broken relationships, of the relationships that have ended with harshness, with bitter words, with in a way that is not godly. You know, you want to end your relationships with a handshake and a hug and a goodbye and love or some final act of grace on your part, even if the other person's not willing. You don't want to look at your life and see that it's a long series of broken relationships. And yet I have to tell you that many in our generation are just used to having fights that bring dear relationships to an end, and their hearts have grown callous to it. Would you do this? Would you ask the Lord to bring to mind the relationships that have been ended in an incomplete, ungodly, broken way? Would you actually make a list of those? Would you repent before God of those relationships? And then, and here's the hard thing, make a phone call, send an email, make contact with these people and say, look, it didn't end the way I'd hoped it would, or I did something stupid, or please forgive me. I want to tell you, you would, at the end of that process, feel such a change in the level of the Holy Spirit in your life and such an increase of hope and righteousness in your soul. I've done this myself. We all need to do it. Don't feel like you're some special brand of sinner. Everybody needs to do this from time to time. And I believe this will bring a great measure of grace in your life. Let me just pray briefly. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you come upon those who are listening today, inspire them with a list of the broken relationships in their lives, and let there be closure. Not necessarily praying for these relationships to be revved back up, but simply that the bad break can be healed and closure can come in righteousness. This is our prayer, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen, that's all we have time for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday, the last day of the week and the last day of our series, As the Legacy Continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic DVD, Doorway to Restoration, for only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to ask about your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.